good afternoon, good evening, wherever you be in the world. This is Ralph Kermit Winroad II, coming to you live out of Alaska. Can you believe what's going on in this world? I tell you what, it's like entering the Matrix. I don't know what to say anymore. I listen to these crazy Democrats, socialists, communists, and anarchists. I can't believe that these people actually, you know what's scarier than them saying what they're saying? Especially these people like to show up at the for Bernie, the socialism. Do they not know what Cuba and Venezuela and Russia and communist China is about? What is wrong with these people? I just have no idea. I think somebody's thinking, yeah, they are in the Twilight Zone. It's just, you just can't make this stuff up. I can't believe that there's people that believe this stuff. I don't know. Got their head shoved up their butt. Thing is, they want, one of it is greed. I want what you have, but I don't want to work for it. That's one of the things. That really sounds good, actually. You know, I don't have to go to work for a living. We'll just everybody all be equal. We're going to go in to come by, yeah, you betcha. And, well, I tell you what, heaven ain't here yet. Take my word for it. I am so amazed at what Trump has done with all of the people that have been against him. I don't know how he gets it done. I really don't. And people don't realize how blessed we are to have somebody like Trump. Because if we'd got Hillary, we'd be at war and there'd be civil war. Because okay, one day they're never going to get my guns away from me. He might as well stand and fight. Because as soon as they get the guns, you're going to lose anyway. I am praying for Bernie. Come on, Bernie, win! Absolutely, he'll bring the Democratic Party down. I agree with some of the people. I hope he wins. They really do. They got zero platform. What is their platform? What could they say about what Trump has done? I mean, you just can't make this stuff up. The economy's booming. Unemployment is the lowest, as low or lowest it's ever been. People are worked. Companies are coming back. Tax cuts. NATO is paying up like they should instead of us being the sucker of the world. We got rid of NAFTA, got a new trade agreement. We brought China down. They're in a trade agreement now. They said they'd never do it. They are. What are you looking for? We killed the caliphate. Baghdadi's dead. Soleimani's dead. A couple of those terrorists. Another one they got out of Yemen. Yay! Stick your head up. Iran's been a little bit quiet here recently, haven't they? About killing Americans. I wonder why that is. Because if you're going to go to war, you go to war to win. They got three refineries. And we can take them out. And they're done. Ball game over. We don't even have to go in the country. The old B-52 sends some cruise missiles in there and bong, you're gone. You lose. Except these other Congress and the presidents, they're not into winning. They want to make money of a war and your blood. I saw where Trump the other day went out early, went over to the base where they brought in some more military that had been killed. This is why I loathe. People should loathe Kaepernick and these other people as idiots that won't stand for the flag. They are dishonoring our fallen heroes. Past and present. And anybody that does that, I just have no use for you. I'm sorry, man. I hope you go to hell and enjoy the fire. I'm done. It's just, there's no getting around it. So many things to talk about today. I'm working on being able to sue IRS agents, which they can be sued, and suing your tax agents in the state, which they can be sued. Would you believe, was it 300 some plus million people and nobody owns their cars in America. They're owned by the government. Would you believe that to be true? It is. And how many people's doing anything about it? I don't know of anybody. I know people that think they have the right to travel, which we do. It's a constitutional right. But not in somebody else's car. I can't believe it took me so many years to finally get to the bottom of it. I discovered this in the Anchorage. You can go on the internet and find it. Just go into Anchorage, Alaska, into ordinance and go to Title IX. The cops can only write traffic citations for government-owned or government-driven vehicles. That's a fact. And I fought that for years. I run up about $7,000 worth of traffic citations. They actually made it so that if you didn't have registration because of me, you'd go to jail. I made that about, I think, 6 or 7 times. Misdemeanors. They didn't win, but they'd take $1,000. I always carried $3,000 or $4,000 in cash with me. Tow my rig, old blue, still got it, 1994 Chevrolet, 3/4 ton. It's been to jail too, more than I've been to jail. Go bail her out, bail me out. About 2 weeks, 3 weeks, maybe about 6 months, 6 weeks, two months, I get my $1,000 back. Charges dropped. But then what they started doing, they would write me traffic citations. They just default them out. That's how I've got about $5,000 left of fines. And, of course, I can't drive within the boundaries of Anchorage because they'll take my rig and sell it. But I'm going to get to them. There's only so many things one guy can do. I'm trying to educate people. And give information to go fight the battles with real cases that's going on. We've got IRS cases going on right now. IRS case that started out in Minnesota. United States District Court, we put it in the District Court of the United States, the constitutional side. It's there on paper, but there's nobody home. Appealed it to the Federal Court of Claims, finally got into there, figured out how to get into that court. I thought the answer was there. Sounded really good. Supreme Court says they abide by Article 3, Section 1 and 2. They really do. That's what the Supreme Court said. But they're not an Article 3, Section 2, 1 and 2 court. I started researching it out, and what do I find out? They're an Article 1, Section 8, Clause 9, a legislative court. They're a mere frickin' tribunal. Looking like something else. Well, if you're going to play Article 3, why aren't you Article 3? Sounds like a damn Democrat. Or just a regular politician. I got to checking it out. And I found out that the Federal Court of Claims in 1953, they actually, Congress enacted, says it is a bona fide Article 3 court. And that lasted till 1982. And they, we're going to make it an Article 1, Section 8, Clause 9 tribunal, which I've got 2 cases that I found. And guess what those are? The judge represents the court. It's called Judicial Power of a District Court, 28 U.S.C. 132. They print this stuff. They're proud of it because there are a bunch of liars in there. 28 U.S.C. 132. And I go back into the legislative history of 1948, and where is the authority? They said accepted practice. I kid you not. So they created judicial power of a district court where the judge represents the court, and the other case I have says, guess what? That court is under the control of Congress. So in other words, the judge is acting as a representative of Congress. We can't make this stuff up. Nobody believe it. What happened to judicial power of the United States? under the Constitution of the United States, authorized and empowered by the laws of the United States. It's still there. There's nobody home. There's nobody there. Do people believe it? Nope. They go in there and get their clock cleaned, and I don't know, you try to give them the information, and it just it goes over their head. I don't know. Mark Twain had a saying, something about the problem is what we think we know that's not so. That's our enemy. How can America have 300 plus million people that don't even know, they don't even own their automobiles? They're owned by the government. And the thing is, when I finally woke up, quit chasing all the limbs and all the give back, I may have had tags made under the UCC and, oh God, I did all kinds of stuff. I never will forget when I had 30 some tags made. I put them under UCC. There is validity to doing some of that. And I remember, boy, I can picture that the first time there was a woman trooper. I was out on the, coming out to home to Wasilla, and this trooper's come around and she got clear on the side of me. It's a 2-lane road. And looked at the front. She pulled me over and said, you know, I can take you to jail for what you're doing. I said, doing what? She couldn't believe what I'd done. So they took my tags, of course. I got rid of, I went through 30 sets. Did that tell you how many times I got stopped? I got over 170 traffic citations. 180, something like that. They'd pull them over, take the tags. Sometimes they'd take me to jail. Sometimes they wouldn't. Sometimes they'd tow me and or tow the truck and take me to jail. We'd play this little game. And I'm trying to find out. I gave back all my registration. I gave back the regular state tags. And it's so simple, the solution. Which is like the simple solution to the other problem that we have in this country. Go to the root of the tree. Then quit chopping, quit playing around. We need to be able to play with the limbs, but we have to get to the root. And all I had to do, I went over to Wasilla Chevrolet, but outside of Wasilla. And I said, I want a copy of every document. I know somewhere there's got to be some place that I signed it away. Finally figured it out. God, it took me. I'll bet I fought that for, I don't know, 7-8 years. Can't believe how stupid I was. And the solution was so simple. It's just irritating me. But I don't know. It's just you get into these things that I'm going to win by doing this or doing that and test this, test that. I don't know. It's just instead of like I say now, I know that there's. It's your status. And this is because I signed it away. I gave it away. And I did it many times. That's what even pisses me off more. And how did I do that? Because I never, who reads? If you bought a new car, they bring over a whole stack of papers for you to sign. Who reads all that stuff? I didn't. I guarantee you. If I'd have read it, I'd have caught on real quick. They didn't want to give me all the documents, Chevrolet. They called the attorney, and he said, well, why would you want them? I said, well, I want to have my attorney read them and see what all this stuff says. I had to threaten that I was going to pick at them. And they finally gave them, coughed them all up. In less than 5 minutes, I already had the solution in 5 minutes for something that I'd been chasing for probably 10 damn years. What's it say? State of Alaska, Division of Motor Vehicles, Power of Attorney. I, blah, 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 Ralph Kermit Winterow, do hereby appoint as my attorney, in fact. And this is the guy that's the works for Wasilla, financial guy. To sign any and all documents relating to title and registration for the following vehicles. Sounds really innocuous, doesn't it? Then you got to put the serial number, the year, the make. This form must be completed in full in ink and must be surrendered with the application. Surrendered. Now, that ought to cause me a... That ought, if I'd have ever read this stuff, I'd have said, anytime you start surrendering something, you're in trouble. With the application for title and registration. Only the original notarized document is acceptable. Whoa, now we're talking here. They want an original. Oh, yeah. And what does it say? Name of the attorney, blah, blah, blah. Fact is, my attorney, in fact, is signing my name to any and all forms necessary to transfer of my rights, title, and interest to and from the following described motor vehicle. There it is, right there. Special power of attorney. You sign that. Authorization. So that guy, so that I can register my vehicle, motor vehicle, whatever, and so I can have a tag and pay money for it to go on the highway, I signed an attorney in fact. What is attorney in fact contract? What is it? It's the same as an express contract because I'm getting a benefit. I get to have a tag. Whoa, yay! I get 2 years to run around on the road so I can get traffic citations if I piss off a cop. Yay! Back in a minute.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. you need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Well, we're back. And, I mean, I did all kinds of stuff, boy. I did everything in the world. And then you get back a certificate of title. It says the Department of Administration certifies due diligence has been used in ascertaining that the registered owner, which is a debtor, by the way, under the Alaska Code, hereby named is a legal owner. Legal. Wait a minute. There's the legal owner and there's the beneficial owner. Legal owner is somebody that's taking care of somebody else's stuff. Really? Ralph, why didn't you read this? Of the described vehicle, subject to any lien shown, this vehicle may be subject to other security interests not filed with this department. And I found someplace in Anderson's, there's a separate security interest they keep on these vehicles. I got to find that again when I get back to, I'm going to take on these suckers. And that security interest not shown, it's all mine, ain't it? I'm a legal owner. Yeah, it's like a trustee. I can take care of it. I'm taking care of somebody else's property. Well, what comes with the motor vehicle or vehicle that shows its property? Oh, the manufacturer statement of origin. I didn't mention that part. They'll show them to you over there. I got pictures of them now. It's property. Whoever has that, that's your property. And there's a lien where they put on lien back. It's interesting that when I had my pickup, I bought it down in Idaho. And when it went through Washington, they had to sign over that back part when it was transferred. I had it brought up on the barge because I wanted the really high gears in it because I did a lot of highway driving. You know what's amazing? They put that damn manufacturer statement of origin in the front seat of my pickup. I picked it up, went to the bank, and that banker was just frothing at the mouth. Where's that? Where's the documents that come up with it? I handed them over. Didn't even have a clue what the hell I had. I had the stuff in my hands. I could have told him, take a hike. I had the true ownership to that property in my hands, and I, double Ralph, handed it over. Yay! Then I spent the next 8-10 years trying to figure out what the hell happened. It's their stuff. That manufacturer statement of origin in Wasilla, I said, well, what do you do with those? The financial guy said, oh, we hand carry those over to DMV. What do you think they're doing with them? They're collateralized. They say they destroy them, but Curtis is back in North Carolina, and he's found they've admitted they keep them. They're not going to destroy the original document, ownership documents. But in Alaska, you can go down to the main office of DMV, and then get a scanned copy of it. Isn't that nice? But they will not register without that document. You have to surrender that document. They won't register because they can't. So what's going on? They're probably collateralizing it. I don't know. If that's their stuff, what do you think they're doing? But if it's their stuff, it's no different than going in and getting a rental agreement on a car. That's why the cops then, it's their stuff. So they can get around and pull you over and make you get insurance and write traffic because they can control how you use their property. But everybody, oh, it's my property. I can wreck it. I can do anything. Yeah, you can. But it's not your property. You're a legal owner. You're taking care of somebody else's stuff. And they are setting all these ways you can use their property. A Of course, there's safety things. Of course, that's all good. There's always good reasons for why they do this stuff. But it gets down to, how come I can't own my property? Because you see, a citizen of the United States is a status that has no rights under the common law, has no country to own property. It is a benefit established, creating rights against itself. That's Babcock and all kinds of cases. Of being under the control of Congress. It's just that simple. And we have to keep signing up for it. Because you see what a citizen of the United States does not have? He's in D.C. He's a qualified elector in D.C. But you know what? A citizen, because that's where it's the purest form. Does a citizen of the United States have a country? No. Well, this is why you see, when you hear all these attorneys, I was listening to a professor talk about this on the Mark Levin show, on his Life, Liberty, and Levin. Why don't they use due process of law when they talk?
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Okay, well, we're getting back to this con that's going on. And like I say, you just can't make this up. It's, I don't know what to say anymore. It's there. But we have this right to travel, oh yeah. But not in your own vehicle, in somebody else's rig. So they have this manufacturer statement of origin. Like I say, I'm going to go back after these people. And we're going to flush this out, but I'm going to do a freedom of information first. I want to do a FOIA to the Department of Justice, the state of Alaska, or DMV, and the state of Alaska. I want to know what security interest, if any, the state of Alaska or any agency or entity thereof has in this property. Now, I'm going to go back, and there is validity to doing a UCC-1. I did that under the commercial law, but I don't do commercial law because you're not going to necessarily win with law because it's all honor system. But they do. Our Supreme Court has ruled that the UCC is the supreme law in Alaska. I'm not kidding you. You can't make this stuff up. But I don't want to just deal with the UCC because that's commercial law, and commercial law is a lot of honor. What are you going to stand on? You have no inalienable rights. It's a whole different can of worms. But we can use it to our advantage. But I want to have them disclose what other security interests they have. You see, what I've got a whole bunch of traffic citations. I finally run across the trooper. I got to get around and deal with that yet and sue him. But I always say, man, am I glad to see you. I want to report a stolen vehicle.
Really?
Yeah. I said, don't you take criminal complaints? Oh, yeah. Well, the state of Alaska stole this rig. And you're an accessory. Because you're acting on their behalf. And it's worked over quite a few years. I finally ran across the trooper the other day and pulled me over on seatbelts. And he saw, now that's all smoke and mirrors. And we went around and he wrote me up a traffic citation. I don't know if it's ever been processed yet or not. No points. But I want to sue him because I want to get this out. But I need to do my freedom of information stuff first. Because it's a lot easier if you're not suing them to get this information ahead of time. And then go in and pound the hell out of them. Because absolutely, positively, we do not own our motor vehicles. Because you have to have possession, which we have. You have to. You can be the legal owner. That's correct. I'm taking care of it. But you also have to be an equitable owner. It's called right of possession, right of property. And possession. You have to have all three to have a perfect legal title. Comes out of Blackstone, Volume 2, page 199. They don't tell us that. I'm going to take them to task on it. I really am. But I just haven't got to it yet. I promised a gal in Arizona several years ago that I was going to do it. I just can't seem to get there from here. I've been working so much with the IRS, blowing that lid up, because I want to go on the attack mode. I want to go start suing, send them a letter, give them what's called actual notice. Because, you see, I've got to bring this up. In Mertens, this is why you have to have Westlaw. Because you get access to databases and stuff that you don't even know. I didn't even know this stuff existed. How would you know it? Somebody actually in Colorado turned me on to this for something else, and we got it added to our Westlaw account. But it's that you can sue IRS agents. Yes, you can. And where's it done? It's done under 7433. To negligent, reckless, intentional disregard of connection with the collection of taxes. But there's a way, the thing that's interesting about this is they use the regulations under 7433. And what kind of regulations are those? See, this is what they don't, there's a ton of lawyers don't even know how the administrative, the headless fourth branch of government, this was coined by Franklin Delano Roosevelt in 1938. He had a research done because he loved his agencies. And they were getting away from him. So he had research, and they called it the headless fourth branch of government. Well, guess what? They published regulations in the Federal Register. Would you like to guess what kind they are? They're Part 301. What is a Part 301 regulation? It's called a housekeeping regulation by the Supreme Court. Chrysler v. Brown is one of the, that's the main one. It's a housekeeping. It's for internal. It has no force and effect of law. It's only for those flunkies inside the Internal Revenue, criminals. They're Part 301s. Do you know what else is even crazier yet? They put people in jail using them. The court cite Part 301 regs for assessment. In 1967, they started all this nonsense. They put them all the assessment regulations and other stuff for modus of deficiency and all those. They're all 301 point something. They're housekeeping. They're strictly internal regulations. They have no force and effect of law. They're nothing. Absolutely nothing. And you see these people go to jail all the time. They don't even bring this up. That's what's scary. Nobody even brings it up. Francis in Missouri, question or comment?
Yes, I'd like to ask a couple questions and maybe a comment if you want me to. First of all, I'd like to ask you, do you use U.S. Supreme Court cases for your research?
Are you on the speakerphone?
No, I'm on my regular phone.
Oh, okay, you're sounding kind of hollow here. Of course, but it's not. It's the Supreme Court of the United States. Of course, it's the supreme law of the land. But you got to be real careful what you're doing there, because they talk out of both sides of their mouths. But go ahead. What's your
question? Second question is, which type of U.S. Supreme Court cases are you using?
What do you mean, which site?
Are you using the annotated cases?
I use the ones that are available in Westlaw. I have access to all of them since the beginning of the Republic to current. So I still don't get the point of your question.
The point is that you have two different types of U.S. Supreme Court case reporting in this country. One is the standard that you get from Westlaw. The other one is the annotated cases. And you cannot get an annotated case except in certain ways. Number one, you can be a law firm and you can subscribe to it. And they charge you so much a year. Okay? And if an attorney happens, if you know one real good and he says, okay, well, I'll let you use my annotated cases from LexisNexis, he'll lose his license.
Annotated, if you're talking about where it's cited and all that, the only thing that is citable is what is in the case. And then, of course, it depends on if it's the precedent or whatever, pronouncements, all kinds of different things. If it's a precedent or well settled, all sorts of stuff. They're all, I don't get your distinction here. I have no idea what you're talking about.
If you go look into a library and you go there to the law library in a public library, you can find two different sets of U.S. Supreme Court cases. One will be from Westlaw, the other one will have on it annotated. You can pull the same case, and you're going to find all kinds of stuff that you don't get in West law.
Well, I'm sorry, but I'm not going to believe you right now. I have a complete set of books from the of Supreme Court of the United States, and they matched up to Westlaw. So I don't agree with what you're saying.
No, sir, I've got the U.S. Reporter annotated, you're not looking at the real cases.
Pardon?
And I've been doing this for decades. Okay.
Well,
and when I sit down with people and I show them, they go,
that they cite. The only thing that they can cite, there's an annotated where they get around and they have all kinds of things that they do about these cases. But the bottom line is what is cited is what's in the case. That's the only thing that's any value. The head notes are of no value. The synopsis at the top is of no value. Only holdings and what's cited. So an annotation is somebody, I presume, an interpretation of that case. There's...
You have separate cases, and I don't want to argue with you because obviously you don't want to go check it out with attorneys and both my parents.
IRS@AlaskaMinuteMan.com. If you have some evidence of it, send it to me. IRS@AlaskaMinuteMan.com. Guaranteed, okay?
I check out everything, but I'm telling you, this
is what you say, annotated. These cases are annotated. They have all sorts of annotations in them. They have where they're used in other references or other cases. There's holdings, all kinds of things. So send me what you're talking about, and then we'll have something to talk about, because otherwise we've got nothing to talk about. So anyway, thanks for listening and calling. So anyway, back to this Mertens. You will find stuff in here that you will not find anywhere else, because it's like an American jurisprudence. They tell you how to do things. It's like a how-to book. It's got many, many volumes. And most people never heard of it. You don't have access to it. I don't even know if they keep it in the law libraries. Probably in the big ones, maybe. I don't know. But they tell you, and it's about, you can do it, but they use 301 regs. Housekeeping. Well, you see, that becomes a problem. Because my remedy when they're violating rules and regulations is part 301. It's all smoke. People do not understand there are 301 regs, housekeeping, there are 601 procedural stuff, there's administrative ones. Oh, we also have, so they call them different interpretive regs, too. They interpret statutes. But they're interpretive. But that's part 301, too. They call them that. It's their opinion of something, but they have no value. Courts can't use them. They use them because you don't object. The only regulations that have any validity are called substantive or substantive regulations. And those have the force and effect of law. They aren't law, but they are, have the force and effect for a, quote, citizen of the United States. Well, how would I go about proving? How do I delineate and find one of those guys? How do you find it? Quite easy. First of all, when you go to these part 301 regs, you go down to the bottom. They're in the Code of Federal Regulations. That's a compilation of the regulations, Title 26. You go down, and first of all, you go down into 301. When you get to that in the Federal Register, you will see at the bottom the Federal Register authorities where they published in the Federal Register, because under the Administrative Procedures Act of 1946, to try to get control of these agencies, they come up with the Administrative Procedures Act. And how does that work? Well, you see, in the Administrative Procedures Act, they have a thing called substantive regulations or substantive. And in that, it's codified today in Title 5, and 5 USC 553 B, C, and D. Baker, Charlie, Delta. They have to state in the proposed regulation, the first one, they have to do a proposed regulation. They have to state it's going to be in compliance with 5 USC 553B minimum, but it also includes C and D. They have to state that in the Federal Register. Do you know? So you go into this one on this 301 regs, and they say, oh, we don't have to do none of that. No, they just say, we're not doing it. We don't want to do it. What's the problem? Oh. They actually say that right in the regulations, or in the Federal Register publications. And let me pull up one of them here and see what it, how they got certain different ways they do it. They either leave it out, that they're, if they leave it out, it doesn't have any bearing. That's one of the ways they do it. Or it's for, I'll find one here, like on this one, and it says, oh, by the way, well, it really doesn't make any difference because it does, it's for public interest and blah, 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 blah. But you do a word search on 553, and that's where you're going to find out what's really going on with the nonsense. And do you know how many regulations I went all the way back from when they started doing this nonsense? Even 1939 code. Do you know how many substantive regulations I found with the IRS has? Zero. None. They don't do them. They don't do them. Ever. No. They don't do any of those regulations at all. They publish. I got to find it here. But in the book, every year, on page, I think it's on page 3, they publish one Federal Register publication. And they leave out paragraph 4. They leave out paragraph 4. Why would they do that? Why would they leave out one paragraph of a book? Because you see, that particular paragraph goes back to the 1946 Administrative Procedures Act, has to deal with substantive regulations. They admit they are not going to do them because they can't. Why can't they?
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Well, I'm back. So, if you go in to, like I say, page 3, you will find, I can't find, I've relabeled my stuff and I can't figure out where I put it, but I'll find it. I got it. They cite this Federal Register 19 FR or something. I think it's 5167 or something like that. And they leave out paragraph 4, which references going back to 1946 Administrative Procedures Act, they're going to do substantive regs. They don't ever do them because they can't. And the question is, why can't they? That's a good question. Why don't they just do it? Because they can't, because Congress has no power over the citizens of the several states. They do have power over a citizen of the United States, but you have to volunteer. And I've got that. This is one of the recent cases is where they went after Trump. They said it is a voluntary national taxation system. It's voluntary. So they can't make it that you have to. We just got to create the illusion. But if you don't know how to get out of the illusion, which they do all the time, they put people in jail every year, every day, almost, take people's properties. Because we don't know the con. We don't understand what these guys are up to. So how do you prove it? Got to be able to prove these things. Like I started to say, a citizen of the United States in the District of Columbia is a citizen of the United States as a qualified elector. They do use the same 1040s. They use the same 1099s. They use the same W-4s. Same W-2s. Same W-3s. Forms are all the same, so it's only for a citizen of the United States. And by the way, the W-4 has changed this year now. You only fill out 1A and 1B, your name, social security number, and you write exempt under 4C or D. You have to actually write exempt and then sign it. Technically, there's nothing to modify. I used to modify the W-4s, but and down below, they actually use the federal taxation, federal income tax, taxation, income tax. They actually have it correctly stated. It's actually constitutionally correct. But you have to write in exempt. I thought that was quite interesting. So somebody's wising up a little bit to make it more constitutionally, technically correct. But if we don't have any substantive regs, because you see, this is what people don't understand. And it's not easy. And I never understood it for a lot of years, boy, I tell you. A citizen of the United States is a status. It's not a corporation. You're not an artificial person. It's a status. The president of the United States is a status. And he's under certain regulations and laws as the president. If you are a tenant or a landlord, that is a status. And these definitions all come under the word of person. And if you, what type of status or condition are you under the definition of person? What's a person to do with the IRS?
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.